We begin the current daf Masechet Pesachim daf Pei. We begin on the bottom of Ayin Tezman Beis, three lines up in the bottom of the Yamed, where the Gemara continues to quote from a brayse that was mentioned. There was a three-way machlokes between Rav and two versions of Kahana. What is the halacha regarding when the Jewish people are mechza mechza, 50-50, half are tahirim, half tameim? And that is because the halacha was that when the majority of the Jewish people are tamei, then we do it all in status of tamei. When they're the minority, then they get pushed off, those who are tamei, to the second Pesach. The shayla was, the machlokes was, regarding when it's 50-50, do we view them as the majority or the minority? What would be the halacha? Now the Gemara quotes that Braisa in its entirety. So Gufa, we learn the Braisa again, which was like Rav's version of what is the halacha by mechza mechza. If the Jewish people were 50% tahar and 50% tamei, so halolo oisin la'atzman, halolo oisin la'atzman, we said they both do it on Pesach Rishon, as Rav had explained, because we view half as the majority, so each one is the majority. So the majority that's tahar, so they do it on the Pesach Rishon. However, there's a majority, quote, that's also tamei, because half is majority. Therefore, they both do it, but they're both separate, so you do a separate group of the tamein and separate group of tahar, but they both do it on the first Pesach. However, if let's say the majority were tamei over the taharin, afila echad, and the Braisa says, even if it was one more person than the half point, yasub tuma, then they do it in the state of tuma. And what that means is even the taharin, because when we said 50-50, they all do it, which means tamein and tamein, taharin, taharin. However, when there's one more tamei, so now the quote unquote the majority are tamein, even the taharin are going to do it in the state of tuma. And the reason is, lefisha in kabin tzibachalak, we don't differentiate, we don't divide the Jewish people by saying, oh, you're tamei and you're tahar, we're going to do it separately. That's only in the case when there's no other option, when they're 50-50, when the majority are tamei, then we say that's derived, and everybody, even taharin, can do it in the state of tuma. Elazar ben Masri, I mean, he says no. Ein hayochad machrias tzibul tuma. We cannot have an individual that will define for us the status of the whole Jewish people to go ahead and do it in the state of Tuma. Shunem, like it says in the Pasuk, he brings a Pasuk in Devarim that says, we continue on top of Peyam and Alv, Le'sucha lezboich es ha-pasach ba'achat sharecha. The literal translation is, you cannot eat your Karban Pesach in one of your gates. However, the interpretation that he's saying is that you cannot have this the slaughtering of the Karban Pesach based on bi'achad, based on one person. An individual cannot define what the slaughtering will be, that he should define that now the shechita is going to be in the state of tumah. That's the way he darshan the pasuk, and therefore if it's one more person of tumah, that will not allow us to do it in the state of tumah. Reb Shimon Eimer, a third opinion, he says, afilu shevet echad tumah, even if there's just one tribe out of the 12 tribes that are tumah, b'shar kol shvatim tumah, and the rest of the Jewish people are all tar, we'll still have, although they're not the majority, they're the minority, and generally the minority gets pushed up to Pesach Sheni. He says if it's an entire tribe, the Jewish people will do it in the state of Tahara, and this tribe that's Tumah will do it in the state of Tumah. Now the Gemara asks, my time with Reb Shimon, what's the understanding of his opinion? We know regarding the majority, which is like the whole, and therefore if they're all Tumah, then we say that they do it. It's only Ishnitcha that the minority gets pushed off, but why would one tribe, if it's the minority, not get pushed off? And that, the Gemara says, "Ksaber shevet echad ikri kal." He holds that one tribe is called, so to speak, kal, the assembly. And as the pasuk tells us, that an assembly, only a minority, but the assembly, which is the entire Jewish people, does not get pushed over. As the Gemara explains in Masechtas Harias and Afheim and Beis, that Hashem told Yaakov Avinu that goyu kahal goyim yimimeka, which means that a nation, so to speak, an entirety of the Jewish people are going to be born to you. Now, at that point, all the tribes besides Sheva ben Yamin were born to him. Therefore, the Gemara learns over there that we see that one tribe is considered like the Tzibur, and therefore, if you're a Tzibur, therefore you're not the minority, you're almost like the entirety of the Jewish people, so you don't get pushed off to the Pesach Sheni, and they both do it. They do it in Tahara, they do it in Tumah. Behuda Imer, a fourth opinion, he says, Afilu shevet echad tamei, b'shar kol shvatim tahar, in the same case that Reb Shimon was talking about. He says, if even one tribe is tamei and the rest of the Jewish people are tar, then yasu b'tumah, even more of a chiddush than Reb Shimon. He says, then even the tar people, which are the majority of Jewish people, the other 11 tribes, even they, if they want to, could do it in a state of tumah. And the reason is, she'in karban tzibur chalak. He takes the logic of the first opinion that was mentioned, that we don't differentiate, and therefore he says the same thing goes over here, we don't differentiate. And that is, as the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yehuda Saba, he holds, like Reb Shimon, Shevet Echad Ikri Kal, one tribe is already called the Tzibur. V'havlu palka palka. And essentially now what you have is you have 50-50. Now, how do you have 50-50? It's 11-1 ratio. It's because we have one tzibur, which is the tzibur klai. So, and then we have one tribe, which is also kahal, is also another tzibur. So it's like one against one. It's 1-1. Oh, the ink carbon tzibur chalik. Now you can't divide between the Jewish people. And therefore, just like the first opinion said, when it's 50-50, you don't divide. Here also, he's considering this as an element of 50-50, because it's one tzibur against another tzibur, and therefore everybody does it in the state of tumah not to divide. Now regarding this machlekes, this sugya of mechza, 50-50, the Gemara brings the following discussion. Itma, we learned. Hayisrael mechza tahar in the mechza tamein. If the Jewish people, again, half tameh, half tar. Amar Rav. So Rav says, practically, you know what the halacha should be? What you do is metamen echad mehen b'sheretz. You go to one of the people, you take a sheretz, which is metama person, and you touch him with it. So now, the calculation is that the majority of Jewish people are tamei, and now everyone will do it in the state of tumah. But the Gemara asks, v'amai, why do you have to do that for? Na'avdi hani l'chadayu v'hani l'chadayu. Let those that are 50% tar do it in the state of tahara, and let those that are 50% tameh do it in the state of tameh. The Amar Rav, because Rav says we quote on the previous daf, which this brisa that we started quoting on today's daf was the opinion of Rav. He says halalo oisin la'atzman ba'lo la'isim. When the 50-50, as the brisa started off, that they each do it separately. So what's the problem? Why go ahead and be metame one to now make it a majority of tameh? So everybody's going to do the state of tameh. Why have half do tar, half do tameh? So Amar, they said that hacham eskinan, what he was talking about, that you're going to do this idea of being with Tamei one with the Sheretz, was going to show you Temein Oit from the Altar in Hechad. Was talking about a case when the Temein were one more than the Tahirin. And hence, so now that the majority are Temein, one more, so there's no more Tahirin by the first one. If that's the case, the Gemara says, Hachi, so Havalu Ruba Temein. So what is that case when you have one more of Tamei? That means a majority of Temein. And if that's the case, Na'avdu Kula B'tumah. So you're right. It can't be like Rav had said, when they're 50-50, those who are tar do a tar and those who are tummy, because it's talking about a case of when one more was tummy. But if one more is tummy, then why do you have to go ahead and now beam a tummy another person by touching him, if it's already anyways Reuben tameim, and then by default they're all going to do it in tummy anyways? Another thing Gemara says, Savala Kribalazib ben Masya, that Rav holds like Kribalazib ben Masya, that he says, Eina Yochan Machriyas, it's Sibul Tumah, as his opinion was quoted in that previous brisa. Oh, that they had one more person tell me than 50-50. Oh, he cannot define and move the scale to the side of tumah. And therefore, although it's one more, it's not like one more. And that's why you have to go to mitame with one person. But then the Gemara asks, if that's the case, so had the kush on the duchte. So the question is really back to its original place. Essentially what it is right now, if you hold like Rav Masya, is that if one more is not defining, so it's like it's 50-50. If that's the case, now the hanel chadai, hanel chadai again. So you're back to 50-50, let them do it in Tara, let them do it in Tameh. Why do I have to go ahead and take a sheretz, maybe time with one person, to make a majority of Tameh, so that everyone will do it in the state of Tameh? El hachakam, rather, the Gemara says that we're talking about literally 50-50. And what Rav was saying was as follows. He was talking about a case where somebody's going to hold like two different opinions. Based on that two different opinions, he's going to be, so to speak, stuck, as follows. If there is someone that holds like the Tana Kama the way Rav holds, that he says, when they're 50-50, then we don't say that everybody does in the state of Tumah. Rather, they do it themselves separately in Tahara, and they do it themselves separately in Tumah. And that would make sense. And according to Rav, then you don't have to be Tameh anyone with the Sheretz. Let them do it in Tumah, let them do it in Tahara. However, if someone would also hold B'Savah like Rabbi Yehuda, it would also hold like Rabbi Yehuda. The Amad that he says, Ein Karbid Tzibur Chalok, which the other opinion mentioned, the Braisa, that you can't divide and differentiate regarding a Karbid Tzibur. And that is, when we have the Kahal, the majority of Jewish people, doing the Karbid Pesach on the first Pesach in the state of Tumah, so then we can't differentiate and have other people doing in the state of Tahara, because it's forbidden to divide, because it's disgraceful, because it's obvious what we're doing, and that those people are separate from them. And therefore, when the Karbid Tzibur, you can't divide and have that half doing in Tahara and that half doing in Tumah. Then the question becomes, so what do you do? Because if you hold like the Tana Kama, that 50-50, they do it separately, and you can't have them do it in the state of Tumah, because they're not the minority, the Roiv is not Tumah. So we have each one doing it separately. But if you hold a group of Yehuda additionally, but you can't do it separately because you can't divide. So what do you do? That is what Rav was saying. So what you should do, if you hold like both opinions, then go ahead and be mitame one of the mesheretz. Now the majority are tame, and now you can go ahead and do it in the state of tumah. That was the case that he was talking about. However, Ula argues on Rav. It says, even in that case that Rav just described why it is, why a person, so to speak, would be stuck, and that you're going to be mitame one person to make a majority, he says something else. It says, Ula amar, mishalchen echad mehen l'derecher chayk. What you do is, you're not metame one person. Rather, you send one of the Taharin away. Now, if you make the tally, you're going to have more Tameim than Taharin, and therefore everyone's going to do it in a state of Tumah. And that the Gemara asks, Bitmen b'sheretz. Why do you have to do that to send one away? Why don't you do the idea that Rav said? Just be metame one in Sheretz. You have a majority of Tameim. Now, everyone does it in a state of Tumah. And that the Gemara says that Ula argues because Ksavar, he held, Sheikhtin v'zirkin al Tamei Sheretz, that you do slaughter. And it is considered fit when someone is tameh with a tumas sheretz. And the reason is because since a tumas sheretz is only that he has to wait till sundown and then he's already tahar, so he's fit to eat the karban pesach that night. Oh, and therefore he cannot define the tzibur in the state of tumah to that majority because he's not in the category of tameh that are not fit to do the first pesach. He is fit even if the tahar are not doing it because he's going to be fit that night, and therefore we could slaughter the karban pesach for him. And therefore, what's going to help to be tameh mesheretz? He's not going over to the size of the tamein because that type of tameh is fit to do it when the tahar are not doing it. So the Gemara is fine. Vitmen b'mes. So go ahead and be tameh with a mess. A mess is not fit. He has to wait 7 days. He is going to be tameh that night, and he will not be fit. And therefore, take a corpse and go ahead and touch him with that. Why do you have to send away somebody? And that the Gemara says, you can't do that. Because matcheyu ata mechigigasai. If you're mitameh with a mess, then you're going to be pushing him away from the ability of bringing his karmah chagiga on the first day of Pesach. And that's because you're mitameh for 7 days. And if he's tameh for 7 days, he can't bring it. But that the Gemara asks, what do you mean? So what did you gain by sending him away? Hashinami, now that you sent him away, matchiat me pesach. So you're also going to be making him that he can't bring his karban pesach by sending it away. So he's going to lose his chagiga, he's going to lose his karban pesach. And that the Gemara says, no, efshe David b'sheni. He could do it on the second time around. What's he losing now? Fine, he can't do it by the first pesach, but he can do it by the second pesach. But here he's going to totally lose his karban chagiga. But that the Gemara asks, wait a second, that's not really true. B'mes nami efshe David. The mess could also bring his carbon chagiga b'shvi on the 7th day of Pesach. How so? To havali shmini shalai, because this is taking place all on Erev Pesach. The person, his 8th day when he becomes tahar is going to be on the 7th day of Pesach, because again this is the day before Pesach, so you count till 8. That's on the 7th day of Pesach, and the halacha is that you could be mashlim. There's still time to make up for the carbon chagiga all the 7 days of Pesach. And therefore, you will be able to. So therefore, if you say that, oh, sending him away, he's losing his Karban Pesach, but fine, he'll get it the second Pesach. Here also by the Karban Chagiga, so fine, he's losing the Karban Chagiga, but he can make up for it by bringing the 7th day of Pesach. So what's the problem? Why do you say you're not metamim b'mes if you can make it up, just like you're sending him away and he's making it up at a later time? That thing Gemara says, Ksava Ula held that no. That person will not be able to make up his Chagiga, even though he'll finally be tar when it's still Pesach on the 7th day. Because Kulu, all the days of the Yom Tiv, are tashlum and derishaninu. They're all considered a completion of the 1st day. And that is, there's a machlikis and mesektas chagigin of tesamid alf in how we understand the fundamental principle of tashlumin, which is essentially a person should bring his karma chagigin on the 1st day. If he doesn't, he brings the 2nd day, if not the 2nd, the 3rd, 4th, 5th, all the way till the last day of the 7th day of Pesach. Now, do we say that the halacha is that the 1st day, if you don't bring it, then you bring it the 2nd day. If you don't bring it the 2nd day, then the 3rd. And that is, each day completes the day beforehand. But each day has its own chiyuv. Or do we say that, no, the chiyuv is on the 1st day. And that every day is going back. If you didn't do it on the 2nd day, or the 3rd or 4th, you could still make up what you missed on the 1st day. And therefore, what Ula holds is that they're all completion of the 1st day, and not of each other's. And that is because there is a different opinion that holds that they're all tashlumin of the day before. But he holds it's a tashlumin of the 1st day. And therefore, the chazi berishin, whoever's fit to bring it on the 1st day, chazi bekulu, then you're fit to bring it on all the other days. In other words, if you didn't bring it, but still you were considered fit, so you had the chiv, you had the obligation, and then once you were fit on the 1st day, now each day can go back to make up what you were supposed to bring on the 1st day. However, where you were not fit on the 1st day, even though you fit at a later day, each day is not its own separate chiv. There is only the chiv of the 1st day. If you were metamehem b'mes, that he only becomes fit at a later time, and on the first day he was not chayiv because he was tamei, then lechaz v'kuli, then he's not fit on all the other days, and therefore even though on the seventh day, it's going to be his eighth day when he's going to be tahar, he can't bring it then anymore because he already was not chayiv on the first day, and it's not tashlumin zelazeh, it's only tashlumin for the rishon, and the rishon he never had the chayiv because he was tamei, and therefore he cannot be metamei b'mes. Because if you are, he's going to totally lose his chagiga. Whereas over here, when we send him away, although he's missing on his carbon Pesach, he'll be able to have it by Pesach Sheni. Now, Amlu Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said to those who said over this opinion of Ula, he says, Zilu va'amr le'le Ula, go tell Ula that he's saying this idea not like Rav, to be a person with sheretz, and he doesn't hold of like Rav. But he said, send him away. He says, Mansai is who's going to listen. The Ukr Sikhe Umashkine. He's going to go ahead and pick up his stakes, that those are the things that hold the pegs that hold up the tent and his tent. Vrut and run away. Who's going to listen? You know, when you're Matama somebody, so he's stuck. You know, it's an anus. We forced him. But here, who's going to get up and leave? And therefore, that's not an option. Now, the Gemara continues with this halacha of Tumah of the Tzibur. And this goes on to Amud Beis, trying to define what is it that we define as the majority, which would then have the halacha that we're daicha, if the majority are tahar, that we say that now the mir are only tamim, and therefore they're pushed up to the second Pesach, which is considered ish nitcha, but the tzibur is not nitcha. How do we define that? And that's a continuation of this halacha of mechza mechza, when things are not black and white, how do we define that? So Idmar, we learned as follows. Hayurubin Zavin, the majority of the Jewish people were Zavin, that is a tumah that comes out of the body itself, where they cannot do it on the first Pesach. We don't say that by the tumas of Ziva, we say it by the tumas of Mes, if the majority of Jewish people are, then they do it on the first Pesach. Umi'utin Tmei Mason, the minority of the Jewish people are tumas Mes. Amar Rav, Rav says, Uysin Tmei Mason, in this case, the minority of tumas Mesim, they can't do it not by the first Pesach and not by the second, as he explains. He says, Rishon Le'av, you can't do it by the first one, to have a miyuta, because the Tumas Mes, which is the Pasuk talks about someone that was B'derech HaChaker or Tumas Mes. Now, we said that if the minority, Tumas Mes, gets pushed up to the second Pesach. If they're the majority, which is the inference of the Pasuk, then they do it by the first Pesach. Now, here that they're the minority, they can't do it by the first Pesach, as we said, only the majority does it. As we says, the minority don't do it by the first one. However, b'sheni namali avdi, although we say generally that when they're the minority, then they get pushed off to the second Pesach. Here they can't, because kol heicha di avdi tzibur b'rishon, that only when the tzibur, that they do it, because they're tar, and only minority of tumas mes, when they do it by the first Pesach, then avad yachad b'sheni, then an individual, the minority, then they do it by the second Pesach. However, kol heicha delei avdi tzibur b'rishon, but where the tzibur do not do it by the first Pesach, as in this case, where they're zavin, they can't do it. Only tumas mes, the majority of Jewish people, became tummy from corpses, from that tumma. That then they could do it by the Pesach rishon. But when they have a different tumma of zav, then they don't do it. Then loy avad yachad b'sheni. Then the individual cannot do it by the second Pesach. It's only when the majority do it by the first one, that then we say the minority go ahead and do it by the second one. So Amalu Shmuel said to them, Zilu Amr Abba, go tell Rav, where Abba was an honorific, saying that was a term of honorifics in the times of the Gemara. So he said, go tell Rav, there's a pasuk in my midbar that says, B'yasu b'nei Yisrael es ha-pesach b'mayadu, that the Jewish people should do the Karban Pesach in this designated time, which means to say either by the first one or the second, Mayavid Le, what are you going to do with that over here? What does that mean? They're not going to be able to do it, not by the first one, not by the second one. So Rav said to them, what do you mean? Zilu Amr go tell Shmuel, ki hava kula zavin mayavid Le. If the majority, if the entirety of the Jewish people were zavin, what would you do then? Ella, kiven de loyav shaliyash, it would be not possible. So it wouldn't be possible. So hachanam eliyash eretz is not possible. What do you do about that the Karban Pesach is not being brought? What do you do? But if it's in there in the state of zav, which is also does not allow them that heter, so therefore you can't do it. So what type of question is that? That it says b'meyadoi, it doesn't make a difference. Here that the does not apply when there would be entirety. Here it's also when the majority, these tumas mesim, are not going to be able to do it, not by the first and not by the second. So along these same lines, the Gemara brings the following discussion. Itmar we learned. Hayirubin tamein mesim. If the majority were tumas mes, from a corpse, from a dead person. Umi'utin zavin. This case is the opposite of the other one. And the minority are zavin. So we have machlekes. Rav Huna Amar, Rav Huna says, in tashlumin lepesach haba betumah. There is no concept of tashlumin, and that is to allow someone to do it on Pesach Sheni for a Karban Pesach that was brought in the state of Tumah. In other words, in such a case, where the majority of the Jewish people are Tamei, and yes, they can go ahead and bring it in Pesach Rishon, However, the Zavin cannot do it on Pesach Sheni, even if they become Tahar, because it's only when they're doing it in the state of Tahar in the first Pesach, which then the minority are Tamei, then they do Pesach Sheni. But here where the majority were Tamei, although they're doing it, that will not allow those that are not doing it now to bring it on Pesach Sheni. Therefore, the Zavin cannot bring it not at the Pesach Sheni either. However, Avad Bahavam, he says, yes, Tashlumen, the Pesach Abba Tumah, there is Tashlumen, even regarding a carbon Pesach that comes in the state of Tumah. And therefore, since the majority are doing it now, the minority could do it at Pesach Sheni when the Zavim become Tahar. So the Gemara wants to say, Nim Hakim Mifl. Let's say what they're arguing about is the following idea. Demand the Amar in Tashlumen, the Pesach Abba Tumah, according to Rav Huna, that he said that you can't make it up on the Pesach Sheni if the first Pesach is being brought in the state of Tumah. Kesavar, he holds, Tumah Dchuyah hi Betzibur. That we say that although we allowed Tumah to be done when it's for the Tzibah, for the public, for the masses, that was only pushed away. In other words, with great difficulty we allowed it. Hence, we don't really view them that are allowed to be doing it in their state of Tumah as, quote, as if they're Tahirin, as if it was Hutra B'Tzibah. Oh, they're the same just as pure people, to then allow those that are pushed off, which are the Me'iyah, to be doing it by Pesach Sheni, as would be the case if the Tahirin would be doing it in the first one. Whereas Umandoma Yesh Tashlum the Pesach Abba B'Tumah, according to Reb Avad Bar Hava, that he says that you could make it up. They are allowed to do it in the state in the Pesach Sheni the Zavin. Ksava Tumah Hutra B'Tzibah. He holds that Tumah is totally permitted in the state of Tumah, and hence we view these Tameyan, the Tamei Mason, the majority that do it in the first Pesach, as if they were Taharim, because Tumah is Hutra B'Tzibah. We don't see Tamei, Tahar, they're Tzibur, we're allowed to do it. And therefore, it's as if Taharin are doing the first one. Oh, so then the minority, that Tamei Mason, could do that, that Azavin could do it when they become Tahar in Pesach Sheni. That's the Gemara wants to say. So not the Gemara says, Amri Loi. No. The Kuliyama Tumah Dchuy B'Tzibur. You could really say that everyone, even Rav Adi Bahava, agrees that Tumah is only pushed away in the Tzibur. It's not like as if they're Taharin. Ubahog Pligi, but they're arguing about the following concept. Marsav Rav Huna holds, we continue on Tumah Beis, that Tahara Mitchaya, that those that are Tahar, they can push off the Tameyim to the second Pesach when the Tzibur is doing it in the first one in the state of Tahara. Tumalei Mitchaya. But when they're in the state of Tumah, as we had mentioned before, that would not allow the minority to do it in the Pesach Sheni. Because only when the Tahar are not doing it, the majority of Jewish people are doing it, that then we say that now the minority could do it at Pesach Sheni. Marsav, Rav Abraham holds that no, I feel a quote, Tumah Nami Mitchaya. Even when the majority of Jewish people are Tamei, but they're doing it, they're permitted to do it on the first Pesach, although you're right, it's not Hutra, it's only Hutra, it's only pushed, doesn't make a difference since they could do it, so now the minority is what's left over, minority could do it at Pesach Sheni. Now, again, along these same themes, the Gemara continues with the following discussion. Itmar, we learned. Hayu shlishisan zavin. If a third of the Jewish people were zavin, v'shlishisan tahirin, and a third were pure, v'shlishisan tamein mesim, and a third of them were tamas mes. Amar Reb Mani Bar Patish. Eisen Tamein Mason, that third of the Jewish people that were Tamei from a dead person, Eden Eisen Leyes, Arishan, they can't bring it by the first Pesach, Veloy Hashem, not by the second one, as he explains. But recently, Abdi, they can't do it by the first Pesach, and the reason is because Higdilu Zavin Al Taharin. You join the Zavin with the Taharin, the two thirds, against the one third of Tamein. Why do they join together? Deloy Avdi Betumah. Those two thirds are not doing it in the state of Tumah. They're Tahar because they're Tahar, and the Zavin because they can't do it now. And therefore, since they can't do it, so then they're not doing the state of Tumah. Havli Tamei Mesim Yutah. So it comes out that only a third of them are the Tamei Mesim. They're the minority. And the minority can't do it by the first one. They get pushed away, so they can't do it by the first one. However, B'Sheni Le'Avdi, they also don't do it by Pesach Sheni, because what happens now is Nitzrufu Zavinim Tamei Mesim. Now the Zavin do join together with Tamei Mason. Why do they join together? The Le'av Debirishin. Because all these people, the Zavin and the Tamei Mason, did not do it by the first Pesach, and therefore, Havalu Ruba. Essentially now, they're like the majority, and that is since the Zavin, by this time of the Pesach Sheni, became Tar. Now, there's a majority of the Jewish people that now need, by Pesach Sheni, to bring a Karban Pesach. Oh, if that's the case, that now you have a majority of the people that need to bring a Karban Pesach, and that the halacha is v'ruba le'mitcha le'Pesach Sheni. A majority of the Jewish people cannot get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. So therefore, although by the first time around, by the Pesach Rishon, they were the minority. However, when it comes time for Pesach Sheni, they're already the majority. And therefore, they're what's called karach mizeh mizeh. They weren't able to do the first one. And therefore, they can't either do the Pesach Sheni. Now the Gemara continues with the next mission. Again, continuing on this halacha about the Karban Pesach in being brought in a state of tumah. So the Mishnah begins. HaPesach shenizrik dami. Regarding the Karban Pesach, that the blood was thrown, and that is va'achakach neidishru tami. But then afterwards it was found out that either the Karban Pesach or the dam that was thrown was tami. However, the halacha is hatzitz meratza, the tzitz, which is the plate that's worn on the Kohen Gadol's forehead, that provides an atonement for the tumah, which is not allowed to be done in that state in the Beis HaMikdash, considers as if that was a kosher zrikas adam, and hence a person would be exempt from bringing a Pesach Sheni, because although one should not do it in a state of tumah, however, after the fact, it's going to be a good zrikas dam, and therefore it's going to be that you were putter from your Pesach now by the Pesach that you did. However, nitma, if the owner of the Karban Pesach became tame in a tumas haguf, in that his body touched a mess, then in hatzitz meratza. For that, the tzitz is not going to provide an atonement for that element of tumah, and to say as if it's neutralizing that problem of tumah. And therefore the person will have to bring on a Pesach by the Pesach Sheni. And the reason is because during the time of the Zrika, he wasn't fit to bring a Karban Pesach. As the Torah tells us, it pushes him off to the Pesach Sheni. If he wasn't fit, although the Zrika was done, it was done for someone that wasn't fit, and hence he's going to have to bring a Pesach Sheni. As the Mishnah explains, Mnei Sha'amar, because we said, two things, Hanazir, that it says regarding him in the Pasuk and Bamidbar Perek Vav, that it says that when if he'll touch someone that died, then the first days of his Nazirus will fall away. And that is, if he becomes tummy from a mess before he brings his Karbanis, it takes away all the things that he counted. Va'isa Pesach, and similarly someone that does a Karban Pesach. Hatzitz Meratz al Tumas Adam. Regarding both the Nazir and the one who's bringing the Karban Pesach, the Tzitz will provide an atonement if the Dam was tummy and the Zrika was done with it. And therefore his haircut will be kosher. He's allowed to drink wine. He's allowed to go ahead and be Metame himself to Mason. However, regarding both of them, Ve'in Hatzitz Meratz al Tumas Aguf. However, the tzitz will not provide an atonement for the tumah that they have in their body. And therefore, if he's tummy at the time that they're bringing their carbon, whether the one who's bringing the carbon Pesach or the one who's bringing his Shalmei Naz, his carbonus for his Naziris, it's going to demolish everything that was done up until then. And therefore, he's not allowed, it won't be fulfillment, the carbon for him. He's not fit to bring the carbon, both the Nazir and the one who's bringing the Karban Pesach, and they get pushed off, as we find the Pasuk pushes him away. He has to bring a Pesach Sheni, and he has to bring a new carbon, he has to do his Nazirus over, and therefore, it won't be good when he becomes Tamei, although it will be good if the Dam, or the animal, was Tamei. However, the Mishnah concludes, however, that Nitma, if let's say, even in the case when his body became Tamei, but Tumas HaTohayim, which literally means the Tumah of the depth, which Rashi explains that to mean that when there's a tumah of suffix, a case of doubt, as the Gemara will explain, then hatzitz meratza. Then the tzitz will provide a ritzui even for a case when his body became tummy. And that's because Rashi explains that's halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, that tumah of tahoim, a tumah of depth, when there was a state of tumah of suffix to this, of doubt, then even if it's a tumah of his body, that will be permitted, as the Gemara will explain. Now Rashi goes and provides the source from this, from the Tosefta, that says as follows, how do you have this case of tumah's time? If someone tells him that where you were in the house that you had entered, there was a grave there, or under the stone where you were sitting, there was a grave there. And if he found out about this up until when he didn't bring his Karban Pesach, then he has to get pushed off to Pesach Sheni because he's Tamei and the Tamei is not supposed to bring it. However, if he found it after he had done the Karban Pesach, which is the case that Amish is talking about, then he doesn't have to do Pesach Sheni. It will provide a Ritzui. That's what we said, that Tumas HaTohim will work even for someone that's bringing a Karban Pesach. And the Nazir simile, where he's going to head and bring his Karbanus after his Naziris, and they tell him, you know, the house that you went into, there was a dead person. And he finds out, now, whether he brought his karbanos or he did not bring, he would have to bring. However, if they tell him that there was a kever tahoim with you, in other words, there was a kever in the depths, in other words, that no one knew about it, there was a case of doubt, and or under the stone that you sat, so if he finds out up until he brings his karbanos, then he will not have to bring a karban of tumah. And that's the same idea, that the tumah of tahoim, if you find that afterwards, is not going to be a problem. And that's what our Mishnah is saying, that the tzitz will be meratzi, even for Tumas HaGuf, in such a case, when it was unknown to the people, that means in the depths, it was a case of doubt. Now the Gemara asks, on the beginning, what our Mishnah said. Our Mishnah said that if you threw the blood, you did the Zrika, and then you found out that the Pesach or the Dam, not the person's body, if that was Tamei, then okay, it's the tzitz is going to be Meratz. So the Gemara says, Taima de Nizik Rachakach Noida, sounds like that only if it was thrown, and then you find out that you were Tamei, okay, then the tzitz is going to be Meratz. However, Aval Noida Rachakach Nizrak, but if you found out, you knew that you're Tamei, and yet in spite of that, you know, you go ahead and do this week anyways, I'm not interested in waiting for Pesach Sheni, whatever it is, then Loi Meratz, then it sounds like the tzitz will not provide an atonement. It will only work if you only found that later. But Verminu, there's a contradiction from the following brisa. It says, Amaha tzitz meratze. For what is the tzitz meratze? So obviously it's talking about the halachas of tumah that are done in the Beis HaMikdash. But regarding what? So that's ala dam, if the dam was tameh, ba'ala basar, if the meat was tameh, ba'ala chelev, if the sacrificial fats were tameh, shenitma, the only things that became tameh. Now that's bein b'shoigig, whether you did not know, bein b'meizah, whether you were intentional, you did know, bein b'oinus, whether it was forcefully, bein b'rotzen, whether it was willingly, bein b'yachah, whether it was for an individual, bein b'tzibur, whether it was for the public. Now the Gemara assumes right now that, sounds like the Brice is saying, that even if the zrika was done, whether b'shoigig or whether b'meizid, which meizid means to say that you knew about it, and yet you did the zrika anyway, in spite of the fact that all these things were tamei, that then it will provide a ritzu, which that contradicts our mission that says that it's only if you did not know, which means that it only b'shegi, not b'mezit. So how do we resolve the contradiction? So Ravina says that the explanation is as follows. Tum asai, regarding his tumah, and that is what the Bryce was saying, b'im b'shegi, b'im b'mezit, whether he inadvertently became tamei, or whether intentionally he became tamei, still hurtza. Then it's still going to provide a ritza, and that is when it says in the Brisa Shogig and Mezid, it was going on his Tumah status, how he became Tumah, whether B'Shogig or B'Mezid. But the Zrika, like our Mishnah, yes, that needs to have been done B'Shogig only if you did not know, as Ravina explains. Zrikasa, however, the throwing of the blood, that's Dafka, if B'Shogig Hortza, that's only if you did it by mistake, oh, because you did not know, you only found that afterwards, then it's going to provide a ritza, b'mezid lehortz. However, you did intentionally, you knew about it, then it's not going to provide a ritza again, like our Mishnah. Shila gives a different interpretation. He flips it. He says, no, zrikasai, regarding the throwing of the blood, that's what the Bryce is saying, b'mishogig b'mezid hortz. No, even if you knew about it, and you did it b'mezid, or you didn't know about it, you did it b'shogig, either way, the throwing of the blood will provide a ritza. Tumasai, however, regarding the tuma, that will only work if b'shogig hortza. If you only became tummy by mistake, then it's going to provide a ritza. B'mezid, if you became tummy on purpose, then loy hortza is not going to provide an atonement, even if you threw it by mistake. But if you became tummy, b'mezid, it's not going to provide a ritza. Now, if that's the case, elahadik tani, but then this that the Brisa said, b'im b'shogig b'im b'mezid, whether it's done by mistake or on purpose, what is that talking about? So, hachikam, according to this interpretation of Rishilut, nitma b'shoigig, if a person became tamei by mistake, and that's what our Mishnah was saying, that it's only if it's b'shoigig, v'zarkoi b'im b'shoigig b'im amezit, and you threw it, whether by mistake or intentionally, hurtz then it's going to provide a ritzi. Oh, but then v'hodik tani, this is what we learned in our Mishnah, dam shenizik v'achkach noida, that if you threw the blood, but only later that you found out, sounds like from our Mishnah, Taima did Nizik Vachkach Noid. It sounds like that only because you threw it and then you found out, which is B'Shagig. Avon Noid Vachkach Nizrak Loi, but if you knew and then you threw it, then not, how does that fit? According to Reb Shila, it's the flip, and that is, the Zrika, you can know about it, you can do it B'Mezid, it's just a Tumah that cannot be done B'Mezid. Now, but our Mishnah sounds like it's only if you found out later, but if you knew before, which is B'Mezid, it wouldn't work. And that he says, the truth is that even if you knew about it and then you threw, the halacha would be, as he's explained the Braisa, that the Zrika would even work even if it's done b'mezit. So why does our Mishnah say it in a way which sounds like that only if you threw and then you found out? That's only to keep the uniformity of the Mishnah, Mishum the Boyle Mishnah Sefer, because we wanted to teach in our Sefer of our Mishnah, which says, Nitma Haguf Eina Tzitz Meratze, that although we said regarding the Korban Pesach or the Dam, that will provide a Ritzu. However, we said at the end of the Mishnah, if the person's body became Tamei, then the Tzitz will not be Meratze. We wanted to tell you how much it's so chamered when the person's Tamei that it won't be Meratze, Dafila Nizrak Vachach Noidalai, that even if the person threw the blood, and only then later, which means they can say a case of a Shogig, only later he found that there was Tamei, even so, it will not work. It will not provide a ritzah. So that's why Ketani Reisha Nami Nizagav Akhenayda. That's why in the Reisha we said a case that when you threw in only later found out. But the truth is, it would even be, even if you knew beforehand and you were amazed, as the Brisa says, because our Mishnah does not argue with that. It was only saying it so to say it that the Chiddush would be of the Seifa, that even when you didn't know where it was Nayda, that was Nizagav Akhenayda, Beshagig, that even then when it's Tumas Akuf, it will not work out. Now the Gemara continues explaining our Mishnah. We said, Nitma Tumas HaTahayim B'chulu, if the person, although we said when his body becomes tummy, then the tzitz will not be miratza. However, if it's a case of tumas hatoim of the depths, a case of doubt, where it was not known to the world beforehand that there was a case of tumah over here, then the tzitz will be miratza. So, Bayi Rami Bar Chama. Rami Chama asked the following question on this halachic concept of tumas hatoim, that it does provide a ritzui, even though the person himself was tummy. What's the halacha? Koyin ha-miratza b'kabri nesein. Regarding the koyin, that's providing the ritzui for their karbanos. That is, he's bringing their karban nazir, or the one that's doing the karban pesach. Question is, hutro loy tumas hatoim? Did we say that it's even permitted for him the tumas hatoim? And that is, let's say in the case where the kohen himself had a bodily tame of a case of doubt, which is essentially what the case of tumas hatoim is. Now, generally we say that a karban yachid cannot be daicha the halachas of Shabbos and tumah. So we have a problem of tum over here. So do we say that this that he's tummy, he cannot go ahead and bring it? Oiloi, or maybe not, as the Gemara explains. Mi amrina, do we say, ki gemiri tumas hatoim, when did we have this halacha moish mesinai of tumas hatoim that's permitted for the carbon nazir and the carbon pesach? That's bebailim, that we only learned regarding the owner. If the owner had the tumma of tahaim, then we say it's going to provide a ritza for him. However, b'koyin loy gemiri, for the koyin that's doing the avoida, we did not say that he has that same halacha, and therefore he is going to be considered tamei. Oy dilma b'zivcha gemiri, or maybe the halacha ma'ish mesin was regarding the actual carbon, the object, not the owner, and that is regarding the carbon pesach and the carbon of nazir, that was the halacha ma'ish mesin, and therefore it was permitted for anyone that is involved in these karbanos of the carbon pesach and the carbon nazir, the tumas hatoim of their body, and therefore loishna b'koyim, loishna b'bayim. Therefore, there is no difference if it's the koyim or the owner. Anyone that's involved in this carbon will be tahar by virtue that he's involved in this carbon, even for his own tumah, and that is for the koyim himself. He will be tahar from this tumas hatoim. That was a question that was posed by Rami Bar Chama. So Amar Rav Rava said, Toshma, let's bring a raya from the following brayse. The Torah B'chir taught us, we did not say the heter of tumas hatohayim, again by the case of nazir and someone that's doing the carbon pesach, that was only said regarding tumas of mess of a corpse, but regarding other tumas of doubt, then we did not say the heter of tumas hatohayim, and therefore if his body is tame, it will be a problem, and he won't be able to, it won't provide a ritzui of the tumah of the person's body, and he'll have to do a pesach shen, or regarding nazir. Now that's what the Gemara asks. Now, this that Reb Chiya said that the tumas hatoim only works by a mess. What is that excluding? So, lav lemu'uti tumas hatoim the sheretz. Wouldn't that make sense to say that when there's a case of doubt, of the case of the tumma of the depth, when it was talking about by a sheretz, which is vermin that then go ahead and transmit tumma? Now, ubamayaskin, what would that case be talking about that we're excluding and say, you know what, that tumas hatoim is not going to be included in this heter? Ename ubabailim, if you say we're talking about the owner. Ubaman. Now, which owner, which case are we talking about of this tumas tum of sheretz that we're saying is not permitted? There's two cases we're speaking about, nazir and pesach. Now, ibn nazir, if you're saying regarding the nazir, that if the owner becomes tumah from tumas hatahayim of sheretz, that he won't be permitted, but that's difficult. Mi mehani bay? Does that tumah of sheretz even impact the nazir? And that is, even the tumah of definite sheretz, does that undo the counting of the nazir that he would have to bring new karbanos? But there's a pasuk in my midbar that says, "Ki yamis mes olav amar Rachman." The Torah says that when the nazir will come in contact with a mess, but not tumas sheretz. Tumas sheretz is not even a problem to say that, you know what, when there's doubtful sheretz, it'll be a problem. I mean, even the definite sheretz is not a problem. It doesn't undo his karban unless if it's a mess, not a sheretz. So you're right, that can't be talking about the case of the nazir. Elabaisa pesach. Rather, it must be talking about the case of someone that's bringing his karm pesach. But now the difficulty is, sahani chalaman dama, that makes sense according to the one that says, and this is mentioned on later on, daf tzadi amid beis, that ain't sheikhtin berserk and ultimate sheretz. that you're not allowed to bring a carbon Pesach to do this slaughtering and the zrika for someone that became tummy with the sheretz, although he's going to be permitted later on that night, and then Lachar would be able to do the carbon Pesach. But right now he's in a state of tummy, therefore he can't bring the carbon Pesach for him. So that would make sense that in such a case, that if he became tummy with tumas tum of sheretz, which definite would be a problem, so we're going to say that tumas tum does not work for sheretz, only works for mess. But according to the opinion that says that we could that we do slaughter the carbon pesach for tumas sheretz. Now, hashta tum yadu hutraloi, if even definite tumas sheretz is not a problem for the carbon pesach, tumas atim lekoshkein, when there's a doubtful case of sheretz, isn't it obvious that he could still bring the carbon pesach and it won't pose a problem for that? So what are you saying that mess tumas toim the het to only work for mess and not for what, for sheretz? What do you mean? Doubtful sheretz won't work. Even definite sheretz is not a problem. You could still bring the carbon pesach of him, even if it's definite. Elalav. So obviously, what you have to say is, and this is the proof to answer Rav Bachama's question, that Bekayin, who are we talking about over here? The owner? Owner doesn't make sense, at least according to one opinion, by Pesach. Not by Nazir and not by Pesach. So it must be that we're talking about the Kayin. Shmami, no. What we can infer from this is, oh, Hutrulay Tumas HaTahayim. That it is permitted for him. It's the carbon that allows it, not the owner. Now, Allah Mashiach was saying, was anyone that's involved in the carbon, Tumas HaTahayim, doubtful Tumah, is permitted. And on that is who we were saying. However, Tumas HaTahayim of Sheretz will not work for him. And he will become Tumah. Because that only works for the owner, not for the Kohen. This that we said when it's definite Sheretz. And therefore, obviously, that's the only one left standing, is that we're talking about the Kohen. And that we're saying that Tumas HaTahayim Sheretz works for him, but only by mess. But that's what Rav Chiya was excluding, was by Sheretz, that we won't say that. And that Amar Rav Yehuda says is no. Truthfully, we're talking about the owners. Uba Pesach, we're talking about the carbon Pesach. But then the question was, but then regarding what case are we excluding, as we said, at least according to that one opinion, if we're talking about Tumas Sheretz, even definite Tumas Sheretz is not a problem. So what are you talking about, doubtful Tumas Sheretz? And that is what Rav Yehuda says, Ula Me'ute Tumas HaTahayim Deziva. There was another case that we didn't speak about. What we're excluding, which we would need to exclude regarding the Bailam, is when there was a doubtful from the original status that no one knew about it, a case of doubt regarding the Ziva, which that Tumah is for 7 days. And there everyone agrees that you cannot bring the carbon Pesach for someone that has a Tumah of Ziva. And that is what Rebbe Chiya is teaching, is that the Tumas HaTahayim of Ziva, which would be, for example, on the 7th day, which that's a case of doubt. What does that mean? It's because maybe he'll see another re'iyah, that he's going to have this emission of ziva out of his body, and that will undo all the counting that he had counted up until now of being clean, of not having these re'iyahs. Or maybe he's not going to see. So essentially, right now on the 7th day of the ziva, he's like a tamei sheretz that will be fit for the evening. Now, therefore, essentially what the ziva is on this, that the zav is on the 7th day. He is like the case of Tumas HaTahayim, which is a case of doubt. We don't know what is going to be his status, what not, if it's going to be re'iyah and undo it or not be. And that is what the Pasuk is, that's what Reb Chiya's halacha was teaching, that we only say Tumas HaTahayim, which is what the Zav is on the 7th day, is only going to work for mess. Sheretz you don't have to say, you're right. Rabbi had a good point regarding Sheretz, because even definite Sheretz is not a problem. But Zav, which is a problem, that we're excluding Halacha Meshur Mesina, was not said for Zav, it was only said for Mess, and it is going to be invalid, and therefore there's no raya to Rami Bachama's question regarding the Kohen, because it's not talking about the Kohen, it's talking about the owner. And what are we excluding? We're excluding Zav, that the Zav is something that would be a problem, because it's not like Sheretz that will be fit for the evening, and therefore since essentially this is something that could undo the whole thing, and then you'll have to count another 7, you're going to have to do the whole thing over again, therefore that's a case of Tumas time that we don't know what's going to happen. And that is where we said that Tumas time will not apply, it only applies to Mess, but not by the case of Ziva.